So, gentlemen, I'm going to give shiur. I want to have very misudar and prepared, etc. But we just spoke this morning, so I apologize. A little bit off the cuff. But I hope that maybe I'll be able to share a couple of important points that might be helpful to you in learning through the sugya here. Daf Tes, of course, begins the discussion about the belief of the different people about Tainus Pesulim. Of course, the first parak of Ksuvah subdivides into three parts. The first part is about the Yom HaNesuin. You have the first daven that discuss it. I assume you just learned the sugyas of Sheva Brachas, right? A lot of very, very important, beautiful things there. You know that Sheva Brachas divide into two parts. The first part is about Briyas HaOlam, and the second part is about Simcha. Which is strange, because you'd think that it should all be about Simcha. And the basic explanation is that in order to get married, you have to understand why we were created. Why everything was created, Shalkol Baruch Lechvodo. Why man was created, and why there's a separation between men and women. And only once you understand that is it possible to come together in a way that there can be real simcha. And simcha, you have to know that the first simcha is Yerushalayim, and then that the latest smachot can be, once you have that at the top of your priorities, can be how you meet each other. Just give you a short idea. Important stuff for you guys in these days. I'm sure you learned the difference between the two last brachos, the lashon of misameach chasan vikala and misameach chasan imakala. What did you learn? What's your name?
Yoni.
Yoni what?
Orlovsky.
So what did you learn?
Misameach chasan imakala is when they're rejoicing, their connection together is simple.
Just the words. Misameach chasan vikala. Is that each of them should be happy. Sameach Chasan Imakala is they should be happy with each other. Rashi, the Rid, they talk about different girls, Tefillah, Shevach, etc. One of them makes this point to the Ritva. So it's very important, you know, to learn Sheva Brachas properly, understand what Nisimun is supposed to be, and that's why Kala below Bracha, Asur Labalakinida, because if you haven't said those Brachas and appreciated them, the relationship is just as impermissible as being with a Nida, because you don't understand how to view sexuality. Important stuff, you know, that's what you just did. But the Mishnayos, the first part talks about when you get married, introduces Tainus Pesulim. The middle of the parak discusses the criteria for Mana Masayim. And then the last part talks about when there's a debate between them. So this Daf Tes, is really shy after that last part, about the Ne'amonis questions over it. This Daf, Ksuvas Daf Tes, is the Daf, probably the most important Daf in Shas. It's a daf that definitely has the most amount of commentary. Maybe there's a daf in Chesk Sabbatim that could compete a little bit. There's hundreds of pages in Reb Kiva Eger and other Achronim to really learn it properly. And I think that's part of the challenge, because nobody's going to learn 100 pages in Kiva Eger and 300 pages in Shev Shmaitza to really consolidate, put it together, understand the basic issues. I think Daf Tes has four central issues that need to be addressed. The first is the one I'm going to introduce today. You're learning, and you've been learning, and that is the Taina of Pesach Pasuach, understanding the basis of the Taina of Pesach Pasuach. The second is Svek Sveka. Those are two different issues. I understand that you guys are learning them separately, which is the way that needs to be learned. The third is what kind of level of proof you need to asar a woman on her husband. And the fourth is the Ne'amanus regarding Suvach on Amud Beis, which brings in all the issues of Cheskas Mamon, which is a whole other area of Shas. In any case, let's begin with the first issue here. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ha'omer Petach Patuach Matzati Ne'aman La'osra Alav. There's two things here that are important to qualify, to quantify, to understand. What is the claim, and what is the halacha? So what's the claim? No, what's the claim? Petach Patuach Matzati. Pesach Pesulach Matzasi. Okay. What other factors should assumably be considered here? What other factors or factor should assumably be considered here? No? Da? Or we have a simple proof? Da? Okay. So who deals with this problem? What does he say? Talk about a situation where there's no dam. Why does Rashi say that? Sorry? Because if there were dam, you wouldn't be believed, right? Why? Because dam, tain is dam, and what does Rashi call it? It's a taina brura. How does Rashi know that taina's damim is stronger than taina's pesach pasuach? You don't need lamed vav, although you're right. How about argamar? Where?
Mashman is telling us that pesach pasuach is that even when he's not kimle. So
it's interesting, but it doesn't contrast it with dam. Where is pesach pasuach contrasted with dam? Before you learn Rishon, you have to learn the Gemara properly. You're right, but you don't need Lamed Vav. Abaya's proof on Lamed Beis, right? Abaya tries to prove from our Mishnah, rejects it by saying that the Mishnah is talking about Tainus Damim, right? Have you learned the Gemara on Lamed Beis? Only Lamed Vav. We skipped Lamed Vav. Did you do this Gemara? I don't know if they're responsible. But they've learned it. You're saying in Sinai. Before this, you're saying they learned it. Amr Abay, Afana Nami Tanina, Masula Nisif Liyom Ravi. The Yom Ravi, in the Yom Chamishi Lo, my time, Shemakuridata. Ulamai, Ila Mativ Laksuva, Native Law, Ela Liosra Lov, Uda Katoin Tainat Mai, Lav the Katoin Tainat Petach Batuach. Don't you see that you believe on Petach Batuach? Lo, the Katoin Tainat Damim. Right? Damim is a stronger claim. Rashi says Tainat Damim, the Tainim of rarity. And here he throws in Orlovsky's point. Time of rarity, velekala meimar. If Orlovsky doesn't know his point, then we're all in trouble, right? Velekala meimar. Lo kimle. Adam, you can't say that. Adam would be a stronger claim. You're not believed against the Adam. Does everybody agree with what Rashi says here? You can tell from the tone, right? Who disagrees? Big discussion in Yerushalmi about this. Yerushalmi seems to say that you'd be believed even against the Dam. Right? So, what do you guys think? Should you believe against the Dam or not? Yeah? Sorry? Depends on Shabbat. London. London is the answer, meaning the scope of your ability depends on the root of your ability, right? Okay. So what you want to say, we all know, let's get the cat out of the bag here. If it's Nemanus, then you wouldn't be believed, right? And if it's Neder, it's Chayivus, whatever that means, right? So then you would be believed, right? So Lachor, you see from Rashi that he holds. It's Nemanus, right? Okay. Say it. Just to clarify about his Chayivus, I assume Rabbi Leibowitz clarified it for you. Yeah, the Tzos asks Akashon, the Achronim will say that it's Midin Neder, that in Cain you should have all the hilchas neder, right? You should be able to be shoal on it. You should need hatfasa bedavar anador. So what's the answer? You guys learned this? How do you understand the concept of this chayv? Yes?
Maybe it could be like when someone's being mistaive, it's like you're being mistaive without hilchas neder, possibly.
Nice, like, but how would you get that? What would the source of that be?
We
had a source.
Yeah,
what's the source? Shmuel Sakri can't make up things. He's an Achron. I know someone says it. I'm saying, you understand what I mean? Just because someone says it doesn't make it right. What did you learn in yeshiva?
Where?
Yeah. I was going to say, you're looking maybe Karen Biavna or Blachman would, say, just because someone says it, doesn't mean, Right, So if Rav Rabinowitz tells you that's what it is, it's automatic. It doesn't have to make sense. It has to make sense. The Shmuel Sakri can't just say stuff, right? Should know that Truma Sakri has a very close relationship with the Ktos, who asked the Kasha, what's the relationship? What? Oh, so you think because it's brothers, you'll have to do whatever you want? Brothers are sensitive things. Nu? Anyone? Is Chayvis? Yeah. I know. So everyone else was wrong. You're saying there is no Pshat of Nether. I know, so I'm asking, how do those who say it's Nether? Like the Chorodi Rishalmi that says you believed against the Dam according to Chaim? According to Frankel, right? Frankel says that you believed against the Dam according to the others who we filled in the blank to Rishalmi, right? He says it has to be Neder. How could it be? There's no such thing. I'll tell you how I understand it. Well, I understand it. You could disagree, but at least you have to try and understand it, right? I think those who point to Neder are using it as a paradigm, not as the source. What I mean is, the existence of Neder shows you that people have the ability to create their own Yisurim, which is an unbelievable concept if you think about it, right? Now the truth is, if you look around at today's Jewish world, you see that people create Isurim all the time. Right? But that's not real. Right? That's just people making believe that there are Isurim. Right? Nether shows you really can create an Isur. You can decide that this piece of paper is Asur Banah. And maybe this is what Orlovsky meant. Maybe, I don't know. If you can create an Isur, for sure you should have the ability to view something as already categorizable within an existing Isur. If I can say, this water is Asur, I should for sure be able to say, this water has pig meat in it. Because there I'm not creating the Isur, I'm just classifying the water within an Isur. Just understand it. Meaning, you know, sorry, I want to understand things. Oh, now I got questions. Yes. So name?
Gary Slukowski.
Slukowski.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
So, two questions. One, in the fill you just made in the water, the Metzius that the water doesn't have pigment.
So you're saying it should be easier to create Isurim than to create a Metzius.
Yeah, if you say that just... Okay,
I understand what you're saying. I understand the chiluk. The question is whether it's significant. You also understand, that's why you presented it as a chiluk and not the truth, that you could go either way. You're just trying to point out they're not the same. I know they're not the same. And that's why it doesn't have dine she'ela, atfas b'davar, another. They're different. The question is in what direction. And the Ne'amanus people, who you so strongly identify with, would agree with your chiluk.
And also the
how does that answer the kashya that you have no lashon of shua,
no lashon of shua? You're not creating an issur. I'm just saying that.
You're saying, I believe that this is Usr. So the question is, how do we know that your beliefs matter?
It isn't a nether, but it's
that is the paradigm of the concept. Yes, Frankie. I thought you were raising your hand, no? I think it's being used as a paradigm. It's an easier way of saying it. It's not me the nether. I mean, I don't want to get into semantics here. It's... I think when they say neder, they mean just like you can create the Isser, you are able to believe it's us. Because if they don't mean that, they don't mean anything. So I'd rather understand them than try and translate them literally and make them nonsensical. Because that's a great paradigm to point to say this. If you have a better Lashon, I'd be happy to hear it. Yes?
The Ramban brings that Yerushalmi.
Mm-hmm.
So is it the Ramban, would you say that the Ramban cheeses also?
Oh, we have to get there. What's interesting in the Rishonim here also is that some quote this Yerushalmi, but they try and justify it in strange ways. Right? Bugs got crushed in the tissue, meaning you're trying to find a Ne'amanus justification for it. The Nether justification would be, it makes no sense, but you're a lunatic. Right? Those who try and justify the Yerushalmi in Ne'amanus terms could be pulling it into the world of Ne'amanus. I don't know how we got into this. I wanted to teach Gemara, but somehow I urged it. No, that's different. I want to show you the Gemara, but okay, continue. What's your name?
Jacob Sherman.
Jacob Sherman, yes. I met you yesterday by the door when I walked in, remember?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Jake the Snake, what do you got to say?
Why? I mean, just because the Yerushalmi says that seemingly it's a din of, you know.
According to this, it would seem that way, yes.
Right. So why are we trying to make that fit with the Gemara?
I'm not trying to make anything fit with anything. He said, the Shitas that quote the Yerushalmi, do they hold that way? I didn't make anything fit with anything. I am saying that, and there are other Rishonim who say the belief here is even against Dam, which is Pashup Shaka that doesn't mention it, right? Rashi's Pashup is not Pashup. Let's get to the second part of the statement. Ne'eman lo'osralav. Of course, here there's a huge question, which is the scope of the Ne'amanus, meaning, does it apply even on the ksuva? Does it apply even on the ksuva? And here, of course, the question is the relationship between Rebbe Elazar's statement here and the parallel statement, not on Daf Lamed Vav, but on Daf Tes Amid Beis of Rev Yehuda, importantly, in the name of Shmuel, because there's a number of statements in the name of Shmuel here about ksuva, as you'll see when you move forward. Amar Rev Yehuda Mishmuel, Ha'omer Pesach Basilach Matzasi, Ne'eman Lahafsida Ksuvasa. What's so interesting is that it's the exact same formulation as Rebbe Elazar's halacha. Almost like parallel brothers, so that imply that they're complementary or exclusionary. So what do you know about this? Four Tosfos. Because what does Tosfos mean? What does the word Tosfos mean? Added. Who is he adding to? Rashi. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says they're arguing. Let's be very careful about that. Why am I saying to be careful about that? What's your name? Lipsky? I've met you somewhere before. What? I seem to recognize you, so I believe that I've met you somewhere before. I definitely do not intend to lie or create a nether. No, it could be, I don't remember. Nice to meet you again. Okay. Anyway, yeah, so what does Rashi say about this? Say, what's your evidence in Rashi that you make such a claim, yeah? Rashi would be in the Gemara. Now the truth is, when we learn Gemara, we should sometimes use the Gemara. Very quickly, sometimes Shiurim turn into the Gemara! The good stuff. In between the sidebars. No? Says Beferish. So Lipsky wants to know, why is the right to Aragon telling me to be careful? It's Beferish and Rashi that they argue, no? Why isn't it so simple, Rabosei? Takes two to tango, right? Rabbi Elazar definitely argues with Rabbi Yehuda. Does Rabbi Yehuda argue with Rabbi Elazar? When Rabbi Yehuda says what he says on Amud Beis, Haomer Pesach Pasuach Matzasi Neman Lahafsida Ksuvasa, right? You'd expect Rashi to say, Laksuva not on the Isser, right? Does Rashi say that? Which could open up the door for the possibility that Rabbi Elazar is saying only about the Isser, but Shmuel is saying both, which makes sense in the flow of the Gemara because Shmuel is mentioned second, right? Rabbi Elazar says only Isser. Shmuel adds Ksuva. So now we get to, as Lipsky said also about Tosfos, right? Tosfos, actually Tosfos, yeah. What does Tosfos say about all this? What does Tosfos say about all this? Tosfos is saying, oh, they agree? Be very careful. Does Tosfos say they agree? Very good. You figure the same thing. How are you medayik that, Mr. Snake? Yes. He says in the second part, Rabbi Elazar also. I thought it was out of Amkus. Now I see it was just out of not knowing the whole Tosfos. But I was Daniel Kavschus. In the second part of Tosfos, he says about Rabbi Elazar also. No. What? What? Rabbi said to read properly. Let's look at the Tosfos. Amari, the Shmuel Moda Shapir the Naman Los for Allah, Ulafsidik Suvaset Tricha Shminon, the Lotem the Loya Naman Avagav the Kimla, the Petach Patuach, the name of Maiden Shagam Tzik Suvasa. For Rabbi Elazar Nami, Mutsi Savar the Naman Lafsida. Does he say he holds that way? He says he could hold that way. It's just so interesting to see. What do you think should be stronger and weaker? L'chora. Say it, Frankie. No. What you should believe on the ksuva if it's ne'emanus, right? And if it's neder, for sure you shouldn't be believed on the ksuva, right? So Rashi holds, as we just saw, that it. Yet, he holds that you're not believed on. I guess this oversimplified chakiras don't work. The problem in learning is that people want everything to be black and white. Let's make a chakira. Let's fit everybody neatly into their side. And in this corner. Rashi holds ne'emanus. That's why you're not believed against the dam. And that's why, according to Rashi, you'd be believed on the ksuva. Of course, here there's a very simple answer. What's the simple answer? Yes. I'm talking about according to Rabbi Elazar. Rashi says two things according to Rabbi Elazar. You're not believed against Dam, which you said depends on Ne'emanus, right? And he says you're not believed about the Ksuva, which if it's Ne'emanus, you should be, no? Very simple answer. No, guys. Or you don't have to go that far. You could say you're Ne'eman where there isn't a Cheskes Mamon involved. There's a lot of other factors by Ksuva, right? Okay, so here we have this question about the scope of the halacha as presented here. The Gemara has two kashas on Rabbi Elazar's halacha. What are the two kashas? What's the first kasha? So what's that kasha? The claim is a fine claim, but how do you know that it creates Isser? You with me? Just because it's Pesach Pesuah doesn't mean it's going to be Aser. There's still questions about how that happened. Everyone understands the Kasha? Slakowski, you said your name is? Slakowski? You want me to beat up on the nether people a little bit for you? Maitland, if the guy says, I believe my wife is Aser, I understand that, right? Does he walk in saying my wife is Aser? What does he walk in saying? Pesach Pesuah. He doesn't know how it happened. How can you call that a nether? How can you say the guy believes it's Aser and therefore it's Aser? Does he believe it's Aser? He doesn't know. Yeah? So what would the implications of that be? Nothing. I don't know what that means to make a nether. I'm making a nether, this is a tape recorder. Nedarim are creating Yisurim. Yeah? Exactly. Because it doesn't make sense. That's my point. The Shita Mekubetzes proves from the Kasha of Sveka that it's Nemanus. Good proof, no? I mean, the question is like, what does it mean? Yeah?
Why would you assume that the guy, when he says Sveka, he has no idea like what the ramifications
He doesn't say Sveka. You mean Pesach Pesuach.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the question is, does he have ideas? And number two, does it matter if he has ideas that he's not stating?
I'm saying...
Shita Mekubetzes discusses this, and he says, Lachor, what you'd have to say, according to the nether people, is that he walks in Le'esor. Omer Pesach Nem unless or because he's saying that. That's a huge chiddush not mentioned in the Gemara. You agree?
I mean, the guy comes in. I mean, you're assuming the guy's coming to court. He knows what he's claiming. He knows what the ramifications.
He's coming in. He's giving information. He's a pashut yid. Rabbi Isaac, Pesach Pesuach Matzasi. Tell me what to do, rabbis. You guys ever text messages to your rebbe? Did you ever text Pesach Pesuach Matzasi? You get back. No, Baruch Hashem. But I'm saying, you don't always know if it's us or a mut. You're texting, Rabbi, I said this, that, right? The Rashash has an unbelievable pshat here. Did you guys see the Rashash? I was expecting Orlovsky to tell me this teretz, but he didn't. Because I know what he likes. I know what he's holding in, but he didn't tell me. He didn't say it. The Rashash connects this to the next kasha of the Gemara. What's the next kasha of the Gemara? On Rabbi Lazar. It's the simple din like the Mishnah and Kiddushin, right? Shavya Nafsha. So Orlovsky said, the Gemara explains, why is it different here? Because here I might think, lo kimle. So how does Rashi explain lo kimle? All the Rishonim, how do they explain lo kimle? I would think here you don't know what you're talking about, right? Correct? One could explain lo kimle differently. Not you don't know what you're talking about. You know Pesach Pesuach. But you don't know. You don't know if it makes us or mutter. Lo kimle about the rest. And that would explain why we have a problem. You can't have a nether if you don't know what the implications are. That would fit in very nicely with the nether people, right? But none of the Rishonim explain it that way. All the Rishonim understand that the second kasha is... Do you know what you're talking about? Do you know it's Pesach Pesuach Matzasi? What I want to highlight for you is that the Gemara's two kashas are addressing two different aspects of the halacha. One, do you know what you're talking about? Two, what are the implications of that? There are two issues here that play a role. The validity, the degree of correctness of what you're saying, and what the halachic implications of what you're saying are. And that duality is central, I think, for understanding this sugya. So we've been talking Achronei Shechakiris before learning the Gemara properly. And the Achronei Shechakiri you're talking about with all the nafkaminis, and I assume this is what you've been learning in Shir, is it neder, with whatever that is. Another nafkamina is he believed against her? I don't know if you talked about that. What does she claim in this case? Or is it namonis, right? What line in the Gemara does that Chakira depend upon? Yes. The Kamash Malan. Meaning, the Gemara explains that I would think this case is different because Lo Kimle. What are the two ways of understanding the Maskana? Yes.
Even though he's not Kimle, still he's
believed.
So you could say that's side that's going to say
and the other way of saying it is
that that Kamash Mon, that he's
that he is Kimlik.
He knows what he's talking about.
Everyone understands what Alofsky is saying. He did this in Shir.
Yeah.
You understand how this would have the nether Ne'amanus possible implications. Correct? Everyone's with me? Okay. So what did you see? Who holds what about this line of Kimle lo Kimle? Who holds what? Yes.
Rashba says that.
Before Rashba. Okay, he was before the Rashba, but he's harder to figure out. What? What would you expect Rashi to say here? What? Based on Aronach HaKiris. Kimle. But he says you're believed, not believed on the Ksuva. Rashi also has a problem that on the bottom of the page he holds that you need Edim to Aser. Which is another problem. I don't know if you got to that part yet, but let's leave that aside for a second. In Tosis, it's Beferish. In Tosis, it's Beferish. Anyone? Mara says later, very big chiddush, very interesting formulation, that Pesach Pasuach ke Kishnei Edim Dami. Now that's strange because that's surprising, no? What question do you need to ask about that comparison and frankly any comparison like it? Anyone? Why is a good question. But about the basic comparison.
How literal?
How literal, or to what degree? Because right, both can be seen as literal, but to what degree? Meaning, the minimalistic view is to say they're like each other in effect, that they're both believed. The maximalist approach would be to say that they're like each other in how they work, and not just that they work. Correct? So how do the Rishonim understand it? To what extent do they like each other? How does Tosfos understand it? Tosfos, the second Tosfos in the bottom of Tesvet Aleph, he holds that it's Ke'edim Mamish. They're believed. And you know how Tosfos justifies saying they're Ke'edim Mamish? It's a very short little itsy bitsy Tosfos here, two from the bottom. How does he justify that it's Ke'edim? Kevin de Kimle. He appreciated the importance of that line. Tosis builds off in the next Tosis regarding David HaMelech, Kevin the Yadole, right? Yediyah itself can be a powerful thing. Does anyone know a source for Yediyah being significant as a basis for Isser? I don't know if you learned in Shir, if you've learned this Mesechta, so. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Samach Vav, very important Gemara, says that if an aide comes and tells someone that his wife had Znus, is the man Usser to his wife or not? What would you guys all say? No, it's Erevah, right? I'm going along with you guys. Don't do that to me. Which is exactly what Rava says. But Abaya says that the aid is believed. And Abaya brings a proof. There was a story with one of the Amoraim where the aid was believed. So Rava answers, in that case, the Amora believed the aid like Shtayim. When you believe the aid like Shtayim, then it's Aser. We don't have that in Halacha. But you see, when we're talking about Ne'amanus for yourself, your own belief is significant. It can have the power of two Edim. Now we know this from other areas outside of Arayos, like Hodas Baldin, Kmeid Dami. The Chiddush is even in the world of Arayos. Now, if you guys learned in the Sugya of Bias Akum, the Chilik between Bias Akum of Baal and Boel, and if you assume that the Boel is Me'ikar Adin, the Heter LeBoel, and the Yisr Baal is the exception, you have, of course, the explanation of the Ma'arik there. Did you guys do this? Okay. All right. The good news for you is that every day it can be chichadoshim be'enecha. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a shicha. It can be chichadoshim be'enecha. You know what I think the makar of that Ma'arik is? The Gemara in Sota Daf Chavavim Be'ez. You know what I'm talking about? The Gemara has a havmina there that Isser Baal, Isser Labaal can be created derech evarim. So what could it be? Ma'u the same b'kpeh, the Baal Talia Milsa. So even though we reject and say that ultimately you need Bia, it's any Bia that creates Kved the Baal. Anyway. So Tosfos holds Kimle, and that's why it's real Ne'amanus. And that's why it makes sense that Tosfos says that Rabbi Elazar might agree with Shmuel, Shmuel agree with Rabbi Elazar, it's Ne'amanus, right? What does Rashi say? Does Rashi hold that the Kamash Malan is Kimle or not? Unclear. Who said that? It's Slakowski, right? It's unclear. On Testament Aleph, it's unclear. Yes?
I mean, there, the words right before when Rashi Kamash Malan, he says, the Lothi Aser, seemingly like the Kamash Malan.
Is that she's Aser?
Like, even though he's still not.
I agree with you. You know, borderline, right? There's something clearer in Rashi. Just have to know how to read Rashi. And it's on Amud Beis. So you guys may have an excuse for not having known it. That's the good news. Suddenly the weight is taken off our shoulders. We relax, fly like a bird. To the sea, fly like an eagle. You can just, you know, let my spirit play. Right? So what, Rashi? Let's go back to the Gemara again. Abaye said, I have a proof for Rabbi Elazar from the Mishnah. It says, Besulunis is the Omer of the Fertinus Besulim. If it's regarding Suva, what do we care? If it's Lo Osura Love, which Taina is being made? Must be Pesach Besuach. The Gemara says, no, it's Taina's Damim, right? Look at Rashi, Taina's Damim. The Taina Mivurera, see? Veleka Lememer Lo Kimle. Aval Pesach Besuach. Eimalach Lo Kimle. Rashi's explaining what the Havamina was and what the difference is between the Havamina and the Maskana. Meaning, I can still fight you and say Lo Kimle, which means the Havamina, which means Rashi understands that the Maskana is Kimle. A lot of people want to say that Rashi holds that the Maskana is Lo Kimle, because they like to explain that Rashi's Midin Neder. They like to explain that Rashi's Midin Neder because you're not believed on the Ksuva. They like to believe that Rashi's Midin Neder because Rashi holds in the end that you need two Edim. Mamish. So Pesach Pesuach can't work. Midin Ne'amanis. How do you know that Rashi holds you need two Edim Mamish? You learn to the bottom of Testament Aleph?
Not sure.
How do we know that Rashi holds you need Edim Mamish? Very important, very important. The Gemara asks, how come it wasn't Aser on David, right? In the case of Bathsheba. Why should it have been Aser? Tosfos says, because David HaMelech knew that he had Bia. What does Rashi say? Mipnei Malo Asrua al David, Sharei, Edim Harbe Yadu. Seems from Rashi, he holds you need Edim. How could Pesach Pesuch work? Must be that it's a separate track of Neder, and not Mamish Ke Edim. But the problem is that Rashi and Amud Beis says very clearly that the Maskane is Kimle. So there's a problem in Shitas Rashi. Yes, what's your name? You have definitely met. What's your name?
Yosef
Wesher. Yosef Wesher. Oh, yes? Okay.
So, I mean, we also learned Rashi, and we learned all the Gemara with Rashi in Daf Yud Amud Aleph. We give him Malkus because of Meis Panav. Then how does that fit in with Kimle? I mean, if you're going to say it's Kimle.
Well, there are chilukim there made between Bachar and Nasui.
Why are we upset?
Now, the ability to be Mechalik between Bachar and Nasui also rides on that question of Kimle or not Kimle, right? The Ritva there discusses it. I assume you quoted it in Shir, no? The Ritva makes that point in Rashi. The Rashi, the Ritva, both of them, right? The Giras of Bachar, Nasser. So I'll tell you, and with this I'll tell you something on Parsha, and something with this, well, this will conclude. I think the problem in a lot of sugyas is that people like simplified Chakiras. And I think in Rashi you see something very sharp, and I think it's correct in the Chachmei Sfar too. I don't know how much you've done of then, and you know, I don't have the time to show you, but you can carry it through. One extreme is Ne'amanus, which means the guy's believed, Kimle. He's believed. The other extreme is whatever Nether means, right? You believe in the Isser, you have your own private Isser factory, okay. The problem is that neither of these work through, especially in Rashi. And I think in Rashi you can say something else. You can say that ultimately, we believe you for yourself. I don't explain what that means, because that's just a cliche. What it means is, we take your information and we process it. You don't know if she's Aser. If you knew she was Aser, that would be another, but you don't know. Right? Pashup shot in the Gemara, not like Jake said, right? You with me? Not, you're coming in Lassor. You don't know. So if you don't know, why is it another? It's not another. You give us a piece of information, and we relate to you based on that piece of information. For Hilchas, you, not your own Yisurim, but you are believed on yourself, and then we process it in Bezdin. You tell us Pesach Pesuach, we accept that. we see what the implications of that are according to the regular halachic system. So sfek sveka, not sfek sveka. You don't know. Let's say you walk into Bezin and you say, Pesach v'suach matzasi, but I want to continue living with her. If it's one suffix, we're not going to let you. Because once that piece of information is true for you, we process it for you halachically based on that knowledge. But the only way we're willing to process for you is if Kimle. If you come in and say something and we think you're crazy, if we can't believe you, at least for yourself, that piece of information has no relevance. I think that this is a very important concept, not only in this sugya, but other sugyas as well, which, you know, I assume you'll carry through with some of the other sugyas, about the Tosis in the bottom here with the relationships, a lot of important stuff. All right, so something beyond, this week's parsha is one that's hard to, it's not a good Dvar Torah parsha, right? It's got all these halachas. And of course, the standard vart, right after Matan Torah, we start with all these mishpatim. The standard vart is that Judaism is not only about, Shabbos and Kashrus, it's also about how you treat other people, it's about law, it's about Choshen Mishpat. But I think Chazal told us something additional which is very important here. There's a Gemara in Erev and Dafn and Dalet Amud Beis, which Rabbi Akiva asks, Minayin shechayev adam lishanot l'talmudo talmido ad sheyilmedenu. How do you know a person has to teach his talmidim until they learn it? It's interesting. Shenemer v'lamda es b'nei Yisrael. By the way, you guys know the end of that pasuk? V'lamda es b'nei Yisrael. Sima b'fiyam, right? I always say, there's so many parallels, interesting things between the regular world and the Torah world. You guys know what a SIM card is, right? What's a SIM card? It's a thing that carries all your information around. It goes inside the phone and is magdir the phone. The Torah has a SIM card. Sima b'fiyam. It has to be inserted deeply into who we are on the inside. There's a lot of words that I think go through a gilgulim for reasons. But in any case, you have to teach until the Talmud knows it. Uminayin achetehe sedura b'fihem. How do you know that it has to be until it's organized, clear in their minds? Shenamar sima b'fihem. Sim card has to be organized. Now comes the interesting part. You guys ready? Uminayin shechayiv laharos lo panim. Translate that for me. How do you know that you have to show him face? What does that mean? Not just teach him until he knows it, not just teach him until it's organized, but teach him until he's maril upon him. Shenemar, ve'ela ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifnehem. Panim. The Gemara is building off of the panim root of the word lifnehem. It's almost reading it as to their face. Lipanehem. What does this mean? I think what it means is a huge point that's very significant in learning Torah and in teaching Torah. So you wonder, why am I telling you something about teaching Torah? Because all of you have a responsibility to teach Torah. I don't know if you're going to chinuch, you won't go into chinuch. If you don't go into chinuch, you can teach even more Torah. All of you have a responsibility to teach Torah. I'm going to tell you something scary. You want to hear something? You don't hear, you want to hear something scary about that. You have to hear it. The Gemara in Brachas Davav says, Igra de Pirka Riyata. The schar you get for going to shir is running to shir. So Rashi's bothered. Why do you get schar for running to shir? You get schar for learning. So Rashi says most people don't understand shir well enough. What does that mean? Rashi says they don't understand shir well enough that they can repeat it over. What's the implication? If you don't understand shir well enough that you can repeat it over, you don't get schar for learning. You get schar for the effort, for running. So guys, make sure you run to shir. And my shaila is, why should you have to understand it well enough to be able to give it over? I understood it, finished. I think the simple part is to say the importance of teaching, but at least I should get schar for myself, no? I want to tell you the number one reason to learn Torah. It's not because it makes your life good. That's Western civilization, selfish spirituality. I learn Torah because it makes me better, because it makes me stark, because I can get a good shidduch, because, right? The reason we learn Torah is l'shem ha-Torah. When you waste time, what's it called? Is it called bittul zman? What do we call it in halacha? Bittul Torah. Because time you could have learned Torah in, if you wasted it, there's less Torah. The reason you learn Torah is to propagate Torah, is to make more Torah out there. Lahagdil Torah lahadira. If you can't repeat it over, the Torah dies with you. It's a dead end. Not only does the Torah need to be organized, clear, something you can repeat, but it needs to be something that has a punim in it. The Gemara is saying that a Rebbe has to teach his Talmidim in a way that he shows him face. And what that means is the way that a person can see something personal in the Torah. How do you know that everyone should find a face in the Torah? How many different explanations are there of every pasuk? What does Chazal say? Shivim explanations? What do they call it? Shivim? Why do they use that anthropomorphic word? Every person is meant to feel that they're meeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu personally in the Torah. The Psikta de Rav Kahana, one of the Midrashim, says on the pasuk Anochi Hashem Elokecha, which is singular, as opposed to generally what Hashem says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And not only is it singular as opposed to plural, it's also more personal. Not Ani Hashem Elokecha, but Anochi, which is personal. The Psikta de Rav Kahana says that the Torah is like a hologram. It doesn't use the word hologram, it uses the word ikunin. That 1,000 people can look at it and each one can feel that he relates to it personally. Face to face. Shivim panim b'Torah. It's a Rebbe's job to be the physical human face of a Torah you can relate to. And any of you who have ever had a good Rebbe, or a good Rebbe for you, it's meant someone who, by relating to him, you could relate to the Torah. Torah begins with and continues with a person's ability to relate personally to something. If you just teach the Torah or organize it well, it's not ve'ela ha'mishpatim asher tasim lifnehem, liponim. All this background makes what Rashi says here unbelievable. Erevin daf nun dalet. People don't know it because it's an Erevin. With me? Rashi says, L'harus loponim, L'lamdo lotet tam b'dvarav. To teach him to have meaning in what he says, not just to say neder. B'chol asher yuchal, V'lo yomer kach shamati. And that a person doesn't just say, that's what I heard. Havein ata hatam me'atzmicha. You understand the reason in your own way. And Rashi compares it to Gemara in the first paragraph of Erevin Shehaya Omer al Tamei Torah umarelo panim. The word appears panim. Ultimately, we want to have this unique personal relationship with Hashem, face to face. How do we know that we're expected to have a personal face to face relationship with Hashem? What do the Kohanim tell us when they stretch out their hands? God should bless you, He should keep you, and He should shine His face to you. What do we say? Yair Hashem, Kivyor Panecha Natata Lanu. What does Rashi say on that pasuk? Yair Hashem Panav Eilecha. Why am I asking this to you? Because you cannot call yourself a Ben Torah if you don't know Chumash and Rashi properly. You can call yourself a facade of a Ben Torah. There's a mitzvah of Shnei Mekavecha Targum. You have to know the Torah and the Rashi properly. Rashi says, Yair Hashem Panav Eilecha. Marin lo ponim tzehuvos. Hashem shows you in a lit face. I always thought it's like the flashlight, you know. Look at that face. That Hashem should smile at you. That you should feel that kesher. And that comes through Torah. We don't communicate with God. I've never met Him, never seen Him. Ki vior ponecho natatu lanu Torah t'chayim yavad chesed. How do you feel the personal relationship through Torah? When Torah is something you understand in your own way. Rashi says something here that goes against everything we're usually thinking about. Teach Talmidim how to have their own ta'am, which means reason and taste, in what they're saying. Not to say kach shamati. Havein atah, hata'am me'atzmicha. Make sure it's internalized in a way that you understand it and it resonates with you. It's important what you guys strive for. It's important in how you can give it over to other people. To first connect, make that personal connection. Understand the people you're teaching. See how to get the Torah to them in a way that it resonates with them. And through that, they'll see a face in the Torah, and ultimately, the basis of seeing a face in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. relationship with Hashem. Ve'ela ha'mishpatim asher tasim lefneim. That's a powerful pasuk. At least according to how Chazal understood it, Erev and Daf Nundalot. So it's a pleasure to have learned with you. And in the future, I ask, let me know in advance. I'll give out my chorus. I'll have the sugya done correctly. Everything is just from my memory. I don't have such a good memory. And so I feel bad, you know. Hopefully, you learned something, hopefully. Right? Okay. It's been real.